This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
And then moving along the scale of damage to dead, what happens when your hit points drop down to zero? Well, there's two elements here. Let's start with you're just kind of basic, you're knocked down to zero hit points. We'll get into in a minute what happens if you're doubled, if you're hit for double your hit points or something. There's another mechanic there. But let's start with just you have 7 hit points left. Monster hits you for 8 hit points. You've got nothing left. That brings us to our death saves.
Yes, exactly. So if you drop to zero or below, and technically when you go below your minimum, you're just at zero. They don't kind of measure that really. You fall unconscious. And on your next turn, if no one has helped you back to your feet with magic or a potion or something, you start rolling death saving throws. And so unlike other saving throws, it's not tied to any ability score. They're just flat rolls. And so if you get a 10 or a higher, it's a success. If you get lower than a 10, it's a failure. 3 strikes, you're out. When I say out, I mean no longer living on this mortal coil. Please kiss the prime material plane goodbye. Good luck on your next life or character sheet. You're done. You're dead, Den. When you're rolling death saving throws, you're kind of in this like, almost alive still. You know, you're flatlined and someone needs to get the defibrillator. If you get 3 successes, then you are stable. And which means no more death saving throws, but you're still at 0 hit points. You're just unconscious. And so unless you get some help from an external source, you're going to be laying there for a long time until suddenly you've accidentally benefited from a long rest. Now there's a couple of wrinkles with this, because when you're rolling a D20 with no modifier, there's always the threat or hope of a critical roll. A critical failure, a 1, or a critical success, a 20. So in that case, if you roll a 1, it counts as 2 failures.
Things get tense really fast.
Oh yeah, really fast. And again, there's no modifier for this. And I think there might be an item that gives you advantage on death saves, death saving throws, but I'm not sure. I have to look that one up. But conversely, what's really great is if you roll a 20 on your death save, you get 1 hit point and you're awake and you stop having to roll for death saves. You're like, sweet, this is awesome. And so you can just pop back up, you know, that classic barbarian trope. I've got 1 hit point. I'm good. Let's go. You know? If you're a half-orc barbarian, you actually might be okay. As long as you can rage. And so that's kind of how that works. So if you take damage while you're unconscious and at 0 hit points, you automatically suffer 2 failures.
Okay.
So 2 hits on an unconscious creature and they're done. The other way that you could instantly die is if the damage that you took equals or exceeds your hit point maximum, this is while unconscious,
okay,
you also die instantly. So if you just get obliterated by a giant dinosaur steps on you, you're done. That's it.
Okay, so that is not if a monster dealt you your max HP plus 7, I don't know, damage, that isn't an instant kill. You're still just unconscious. It only counts if you're already down and out and then you get that much damage dealt to you. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, so if you're already unconscious and they do your enough damage to equal your max hit points, you would die. But if you're awake, what the rules say is that massive damage can instantly kill you. So when the damage reduces you to 0 hit points and there's damage remaining, you die if the remaining damage equals or exceeds your hit point maximum.
Okay.
So say you have 20 hit points and they do 40 damage to you, guess what? You're making a new character tonight. Maybe. And so that's why there's all these really cool things like the cantrip Spare the Dying, which is halts your death saving throws and you're stabilized. That's why Revivify and Resurrection are important spells, because they can bring you back from literal death. Revivify has a time limit and is easier to cast. Resurrection's a lot harder and takes a lot longer, but there's not as much of a time limit. So there's different ways that you can get around it, but again, access to that magic comes later. So if you're reckless at third level, you might be done.
Yeah, and the other part, other thing that can happen, and I don't fully understand this mechanic, so I'm looking forward to hearing your explanation, is part of the healing, the part that I skipped over, which is stabilizing an unconscious character with medicine checks. How exactly does that work? I think I had one person do it once, and I was really confused, and I muddled through it, and it hasn't happened again for me to actually fully understand what has to take place for that non-magic, sure, like healing kind of to happen.
Right. So where this comes into play is when you have, like, say, a character that's like got two strikes against it on their death saving throws, they're unconscious, and the person closest to them who has their turn next, they're like, I don't have any healing. I'm not a cleric. I don't have any potions. What do I do? They can make a medicine check. And the DC is 10. So they can roll their D20, add the medicine skill modifier to it. And if they get 10 or higher, they have stabilized the creature. So they've gotten bandages, ripped part of their shirt off, you know, they stopped the bleeding, and now they're just stable. And so they're not having to make any more checks. And as long as they don't take any more damage, they're probably going to be okay. I actually just found the rule that a stable creature that isn't healed gains one hit point after 1d4 hours. So I wasn't too far off of my joke.
This hasn't happened to me at all in any of my games, but what do you do with death slaves after combat ends?
So
asking
for a friend. For the PCs, I would still keep track, because remember, a round is 6 seconds. Like, they could be dead in as little as 12 seconds if they got a natural one on their save, or they could hang on for, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 30 seconds, they could still be hanging on. And so just because combat's over, it doesn't mean they're out of the woods. It actually means that time moves faster now, and they need to make some decisions really quick. And so I would say something like, if they kind of forget that their friend is on the ground because they're not familiar with how this works, I would go, all right, go ahead and make another death saving throw. Wait, he's still down? Yeah, just because combat ended doesn't mean he pops back to his feet. If you guys want to do something, feel free to let me know. And they're like, wait, what? And if they're not taking it seriously, I'll keep asking for death saving throws until the character might die. Now, usually the player at the table is like, guys, come on! Get me a helping offer here! You know, even though the player is unconscious, that the character is unconscious. So, yeah, I just kind of keep tracking it in a kind of timey-wimey, squishy time frame just to keep the pressure on.
So would you loosely follow combat rules in that scenario where, you know, movement, like, hey, you can only go this far, because if you're still assuming the 6 second time frame, if people have to get to this person, like how would you, and again, this is more like what's your style, but I'm just curious how you would handle that.
If I turn to the back of the book where it says, now that you hate your players, that's where I would start keeping track of the seconds. But for me, I'm like, well, I'm not tracking initiative. I'm not tracking actions. Anyone could use their whole action, as it were, finger quotes, to move and dash to get over there. And so unless they're really far away or an inaccessible area, like they teleported to a ledge and got dropped and now people can't get there, I wouldn't really care about it. Unless they're playing fast and loose with another character's lives, I would kind of be a little, I would err towards grace in that. So yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.